Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, Senator Jake Chapman, here to get an update on what's happening at the start of the legislation from the Capitol. Senator, thanks for taking some time.
You betcha. Thanks, Samantha. It's great to be with you.
All right. So we're, I guess, a couple days, couple weeks. Things are, you know, getting situated down at the Capitol. Let's talk about what's happened in the first couple days and what progress has been made so far.
Yeah, typically, you know, over the last 4 years, we would come in and we would listen to the condition of the state address by the governor, you know, get kind of settled in. This year, with the change in the majority in the Iowa Senate, we knew that our constituents and the people of Iowa expected us to get to work right away. So on day one of the legislative session, Senate Republicans filed four bills. All 29 Republican senators signed on to those bills, and we got to work right away. Of course, we did have the condition of the state address and some of those other ceremonial type events, but we went right to work, and bills are now coming through subcommittees, and we're really excited about this legislative session.
Sure. Let's talk specifically about those first couple bills and what you guys have been doing, I guess, right out of the gate so far.
Yeah, so we filed two Senate files. So Senate file one is a bill that requires, when new administrative rules come out, that department fills out a form, basically notifies us of what the job impact is going to be to Iowans. So if they want to introduce new rules, we need to know how it's going to impact Iowans. And we're effectively doing that right now. But that was only because the governor issued an executive order to do so. Our intention is to put that in the code. And again, these job impact statements are very effective and useful for us as we look at these rules to make sure that they're not burdensome, that they're not preventing or putting up roadblocks and barriers to business. So we're excited about that. Senate file two is the bill that would prevent taxpayer money going to any abortion clinic. The goal here is we will take those dollars that have traditionally gone to Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics, and we will redirect those monies to women's health centers that do not provide abortion. And actually, when you look at the map, the money is going to get to a lot more rural areas. Whereas right now, it's that money is only going to places like Des Moines and Cedar Rapids. So it's actually going to increase the access for women's health, and all the while prevent money going to taxpayer money going to fund abortions. Then we filed two Senate joint resolutions. These are constitutional amendments. These take a period of time. It has to be passed through two general assemblies. So the earliest we would see it on the ballot for the people of Iowa to vote on would be in 2 years from now. So Senate Joint Resolution 1 is a 99% spending limitation. Right now, it's law that we can only spend 99% of available money during a budget. However, when we look at budgeting, the legislature can use a term called notwithstanding. So they can notwithstand that law and still spend more money than what we take in. What we want to do is put it in the state constitution. Therefore, the legislature cannot do that notwithstanding language and will be held to good fiscal policy. The second Senate Joint Resolution, Senate Joint Resolution number 2, is currently in our state constitution, we have no protection of Second Amendment rights. Of course, you have that under the federal constitution, but it's important that we have them under our state constitution. And so that right would be to purchase, acquire, carry, transfer, transport, all those rights, and utilize guns. So we're really excited about that. I think it really kind of set the tone for the legislature and set the tone of getting down and getting to business in 2017.
Sure. And right out of the gate, you know, you guys are walking into this budget shortfall, which is obviously going to be an issue that needs to be addressed right away. What are any sort of plans for that yet?
Yeah, you know, I've been warning about this, that we continue to overspend. And my feeling is we have plenty of money. We have $7.5 billion. The Revenue Estimating Conference reduced how much money we have brought in to the state over the last year. And so we're facing about $146 million shortfall from what was projected revenue. Obviously, revenue is still growing, but not as fast as what they had projected. And that came as no surprise to me. So I know the Appropriations Committee is working on that. They're looking at ways to reduce those monies. And that's one of the first things we have to do before we can even move on to fiscal year 2018. We have to address this shortfall. So it's in the process. The governor has made his recommendation. Of course, that's his recommendation. And then the House and the Senate will also have our opportunity to come up with strategies in reducing those dollars and making sure we have a balanced budget.
Sure. Looking at this session as a whole, what specific goals do you have that you want to make sure gets accomplished this year?
Well, I'm excited about the prospect of tax reform, work comp reform. There's a number of policy issues that I'm very excited about. Of course, I've talked many times about the life issue. I think we've got a tremendous opportunity. There was a coalition formed the other day amongst numerous pro-life organizations that in the past have worked independently of each other. This year, they are working together to get pro-life legislation passed. So I'm very optimistic about that. Senator Zahn has filed a bill regarding red light cameras. There's a number of policy issues that are very exciting. But again, ultimately, what I'm focused on is making sure that Iowans have more money in their pockets. They've earned it. They deserve to keep more of it. We need to be looking at ways to make government smaller, more efficient. And so that's really, I know it's a broad goal, but there's numerous bills within each of those categories that I'm very excited about. I think we're going to make tremendous movement in the right direction this year, and time will tell.
And we're going to continue to have these regular updates here on our airwaves, but if people want more information about what's going on or want to talk to you about something specific, how can they contact you?
Yeah, I've got social media, Twitter, Facebook. They can contact me on the legislative website. My email is right there. If you just type in Iowa Legislature, Google that, and you can pull up all of your legislators. I'm on there with all of my contact information, and very much look forward to it. Of course, we will we'll be having some legislative breakfast over the coming session, and we'll make sure we're putting that out on Facebook and on our website as well. So, again, the website for us is www.votejakechapman.com.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Senator?
I appreciate it. I look forward to having these conversations and seeing how this session develops.
Sounds good. Me too. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County with District 10 State Senator Jake Chapman. We'll be back with more local news and information next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.